This is Passport to Texas. Since the creation of the Texas Off-Highway Vehicle Program 6.5 years ago, Texas Parks and Wildlife has worked with communities and nonprofit groups to identify and develop safe and legal venues for the OHV enthusiasts to utilize. Steve Thompson manages a program for the agency.
The Off-Highway Vehicle Program at Texas Parks and Wildlife tries to create or improve existing off-highway vehicle venues that have legal access to the land, that have common sense rules about park patron safety, that promote the safe and responsible use of the vehicles themselves, and have rules that manage the park in a way that protects the cultural and biological resources of the park.
Most of us spend time in the natural world to distance ourselves from urban realities, such as the seemingly unending drone of traffic. Therefore, the sounds made by 2- and 4-wheeled motorized vehicles rolling through a state park or natural area may seem unappealing. This is something taken into consideration when developing the OHV site.
The national standard for sound emitted from an off-highway vehicle is 96 decibels. Every recreational use of public lands comes with some impact, and it needs to be managed in a way that protects the resource and the other folks that share it. And sound is an important issue, and we try to minimize sound by having standards like the 96 decibel limit.
There's more on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.